then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody. It's October 23rd, 2011, and you're listening to The Common Sense Show right here on RBN. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and joining us in a few minutes will be our news director, Annie DeRiso, so we'll want to give her a quick call. Later in this segment, we'll be joined by James Smith, and he'll be talking to us about millions of Americans who are potentially at risk, and the government knows it, some of the mainstream media knows it, and they're hoping that you won't find out. Well, you're going to find out tonight if you stay tuned, and we'll be going to James in the middle of this half hour, middle of this segment, and what he has to reveal is upsetting and it's stunning. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Madison Rupert, and we will be discussing the Obama death squads and just how far the Fed is willing to go to keep control. We're also going to be discussing the Federal Reserve and what's happening with regard to B of A, $75 trillion, and the coming collapse of the dollar. Well, anyway, you may have seen this already. This has been all through the media, but I couldn't let it pass without mentioning cold hard cash. It's good everywhere you go, isn't it? You can use it to pay for anything. It's legal tender. In fact, isn't it a violation of federal law not to accept your Federal Reserve note for payment? Well, that's not the case in Louisiana anymore. It's a law that was passed during Louisiana's busy legislative session. House Bill 195 basically says those who buy and sell secondhand goods cannot use cash to make those transactions. And it flew so far under the local radar that most of Louisiana's businesses don't even know about this law. This is the beginning of the Mark of the Beast cashless society, in my humble opinion. This is why the FDA is raiding farms for selling raw milk, why the USDA and Monsanto are partners in the creation and use of the Terminator seed, which will eventually take over and dominate all seeds on the planet's farmlands. And if you live off the grid, I think it's safe to say they'll be coming for you, because the central banksters don't want an underground economy. They want to enslave all of us in their debt schemes. And for the growing group of Americans that think that Herman Cain, the former deputy director of the Kansas City Federal Reserve, is going to save you from the globalists, think again. He's one of them. Herman is this election's Trojan horse. His 999 plan with his proposed 9% sales tax is so bad that I predict it'll become known as the 666 scheme. You can read into that all you want. And in the infamous words of Nancy Pelosi, how long will it be till they say, you got to pass this plan to see what's in it? Now, folks, this is only the beginning. Stay tuned, because tyranny knows no end. If you don't think the feds cannot instantly take down private and public communications, you're not going to have long to wait to find out. On November the 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern, Homeland Security has announced that all radio and TV will be taken down for an estimated 3 minutes. For what purpose could they possibly be doing this? The feds already demand a mandatory once-a-month test to check and see if the emergency broadcast network is operating properly, and it has since its installation in the 1950s, I can't think of one legitimate reason to do this except for the fact that they are planning to kill all communications with the anticipated civil insurrection expected in the American spring that Al Gore and all the globalists have spoken about. When we come back from the break, we're going to be joined by Annie, pick up more on the news, and then go to our guest, James Smith. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money?
Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
That's certainly what we're all about here on the Common Sense Show. While we're waiting to make connections with Annie, who should be calling in just a moment, I wanted to tell you about something that ran here in our local paper here in Arizona. The Arizona Republic, owned by the globalist corporation Gannett Broadcasting, and they wrote an editorial which said, it's your duty to get your children vaccinated. It's your duty to get a flu shot. And if you don't, you are being selfish. And perhaps, maybe it even should be criminal. And this morning on the front page of this same paper, they ran a story, which really was an editorial, but they masqueraded it as news on page one. And they said, vaccinations for children are increasingly rejected by parents. Well, gee, maybe aluminum and all the other adjuvants that we've covered on this show with great guests like Dr. Rebecca Carley, Patrick Jordan, and a whole host of other people, maybe that's what we're trying to avoid giving our children. Anyway, I understand that Annie is with us. Annie, hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm having computer problems, but otherwise, I'm here.
Well, and we're not to be deterred, and I understand that you've got one very important news item that you would like to tell the listeners about.
Well, yes. I received a call today from an old friend, and he's a former Intel operative, and he called to remind us. He wanted me to tell you to remind us, you know, that what we're doing is we're swimming in very treacherous waters, you know, by asking the questions we're asking, researching the dangerous topics that we're into, and that we could get shut up by the powers that be. And by shut up, he means taken out. And I want to make this clear. This was not a threat from him or anything like that. I mean, it was from one friend to another just saying be careful because he really fears for our safety because of what we're into. And then as the show comes on, my computer gets hit. And my bank account got compromised yesterday.
Oh, really?
So it's just kind of weird, you know.
Well, Annie, it's not weird. It's not just what we're covering tonight. It's about what we're ready to unveil, on the next several shows. Should I tell the listening audience what we're going to be talking about, the evidence that we're going to be presenting?
Yes, it's really explosive.
Annie, you've known me a long time, and you know, well, first of all, you know about the death threat that I received a week before last, and it started when we started investigating this story. But I won't be intimidated. We're not going to be deterred. I suppose if the globalists want to take us out, they can take us out. But the reality is that, you know, I feel that, you know, when you're doing good work, I think when you're doing God's work, that you're going to have a measure of protection. Let me just start off by giving another news item, Annie, and then I'll dovetail that right into the announcement I want to make, and then we're going to join our first guest, James Smith. There is another oil spill going on in the world at this time, and it's off the coast of New Zealand. And surprise, 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 they're spraying Corexit. Now, we already know that Corexit at its patent level contains the active ingredients of benzene, xylene, cancer, and leukemia-causing agents. And we know the health problems that have been documented from the Gulf region, and we've had this documented on this show ad nauseum. But they're doing it again, and they're doing it to New Zealand this time. But that's not where this story stops. Annie and I have been in contact with, and we have put together a loose confederation of researchers that have been looking into the issues of Corexit and what the real issues are with Corexit beyond the benzene and the xylene. And we're not going to be deterred, folks. We know that Monsanto and people like George Soros are involved in what we think is the mother of all conspiracies. We know they're likely working out of the old abandoned 30-story Sterick building in Memphis, Tennessee. And what we're finding is what's in the Corexit. We know who's behind it. We know the chemical composition. We know what diseases they're putting into it, one in particular, and we're going to reveal that specifically on November 6th with the proof, with websites you can go to and validate the scientific research. And we're not going to let go of this. I know we have a tiger by the tail, but I want to stress that what we're looking at has implications for all of humanity, not just the 40 million people in the Gulf. This has implications for everybody. And we're going to be unveiling this on our November 6th show. But we wanted to put it out in the open, given today's events, with the warning that Annie and I received. But also, Annie, we were told that the two topics we're covering tonight, plus what I've already written on the Gulf and the five parts of the series I already have published on News with Views, you were told that that was certainly enough to, let's say, raise the level of concern of the globalists. Well, Annie, I suppose you weren't surprised at my reaction today, and I said, we're pressing on.
And no, I understand I think that's what you
if
do.
People. Now, I understand if people in our group, if this is going to frighten them off, I completely understand. We all have to meet these threats. That really, most of us have had at one time or another. It's amazing. I don't think you can stay in broadcasting very long and not be subjected to threats. But given that this threat came out of a well-connected intelligence community expert, now Annie and I are taking it very seriously. We will take the proper precautions, but we are going to move on. Anyway, Annie, anything else to add to that or to the news?
No, not really. Without a computer, things kind of got crazy here. So.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. And I'm sitting here, too, in anticipation with three different forms of backup. Of course, come November 9th, I was saying this, Andy, before we were able to get you on the air, that I announced what Homeland Security and the FCC are partnering to do, which is to take down all communications, TV, and radio for probably about 3 minutes, could be longer. But people that don't think that they can't control all communications, do the internet kill switch, think again. They're about ready to find out just how wrong they are. Well, anyway, Annie, we should be ready to go to our first guest, James Smith. And he will be the guest, our guest, for the remainder of this segment. He's the author of The Covert Prepper's Guide to Surviving the Apocalypse. He currently works in a corporation dealing with disabled populations and working with their benefits. He was in the U.S. Navy for 6 years, a former corrections officer, worked in medium maximum security. He's a former sub rosa or covert disability insurance fraud investigator. He designed and converted vehicles for investigations. He's recorded hundreds of hours of tapes in bars, restaurants, ball games, observing and recording people who have filed fraudulent insurance claims. We're not telling you this because we're doing a story on insurance. We're not. I'm telling you this because James Smith knows how to get to the bottom of a story. And it's entitled, Thousands May Die and Millions May Suffer. So without further ado, let's go to James and welcome him to the Common Sense Show. Hi, James. How are you? Okay, while we're still waiting for James to connect, Annie, have you seen that well-publicized piece that's appearing on the net? But it's a video with talk show host Alex Jones going through a border security checkpoint. Only problem is it was 98 miles north of the border.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that email got sent to me today with the link. And it reminds me of what happened right after you and I started broadcasting for RBN. Do you remember my little excursion to Yuma?
Yes, it was getting down on your knees, put your hands behind your head.
Yeah, and we're going to take the drug dogs through your car, whether you give us permission or not. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment, total tyranny. And then, Annie, there in your home state, Homeland Security and TSA... Wow. And your local state police, yeah, do you see what they're doing there with the mandatory roadside stops?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's happening in Flint, Michigan. I was sent a link on that yesterday. It's happening all over this country. This is the conditioning process for the globalists. They say that they're looking for drugs. First of all, I thought the Border Patrol's mission, Annie, was to stop the influx of illegal aliens.
What does TSA stand for?
That's sexual abuse.
I meant in reality. Well, in reality, yeah, that is sexual abuse.
If you and I did travel, to people on the street, Annie, what they do to us in the airports, we'd be going to jail for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So that's sexual abuse. That's the name of that agency. Minimum wage thugs, the laundry list of people who work for this agency who've had previous conviction for child porn on their computer. I could go on and on and on with all the perversion. It's frightening. The naked body scanners, the lethal dose of radiation. You know, I asked one of these guys when I went back to say my goodbyes to my mother back in March. I asked one of the TSA guys, I said, how do you feel about standing there by the x-ray machine? Do you know you're getting hit with that every time you x-ray somebody? And you should have seen the pale look that came over his face. He literally could not believe. So, you know, I hadn't thought about that. And I said, well, you ought to think about that. And you might want to think about it, get another job before you start glowing in the dark.
Can you believe they didn't tell them about it? It's like working in a radium mine and telling them, oh, radium's fine. It won't hurt you. It's inert. I thought TSA just had to do with airports.
No, Annie, it's not just airports. They are all. I'll talk. You know, I'm going to answer that when we come back, and hopefully we can hook up with our guest. Stay tuned, everybody. More, hopefully, with our guest after a word from our sponsors.
My China girl, I feel the red. Active is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thousands will die and millions will suffer. Well, we've already introduced our guest. I'm pleased to say that we've gotten a hold of, and our guest is James Smith. And let me just add, before we bring James up, that he is the talk show host of the Covert Prepper Show and the Prepper Podcast Radio Network News Show. And he's the editor of the PPRN news site. So without further ado, and hopefully we can make up for some lost time, let's say hello to our guest, James Smith. James, thanks so much for joining us. Hello, James.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Okay. We must have faded you out at the very beginning. Well, anyway, I appreciate you joining us here on the Common Sense Show. And I'd just like to say, by way of further introduction, that if people are living in Henderson, Nevada, places like Lake Havasu, Arizona, they really want to listen to what you have to say tonight, don't they?
Yes, they do, and to spread the word.
Yeah, well, in the very first segment, Annie and I had related how I had received a death threat week before last. I ignored it. It's not the first time, probably the last time it'll happen. But Annie did receive a credible threat brought to us by way of one of our intelligence community contacts who is a trusted source. And we're not the only ones who are under fire for trying to bring out the truth to the American people. You had your own encounter with the powers that be this week, didn't you?
Yes, they caused the hosting server to drop my site, to suspend it because there's too much computer usage. And then I fixed it, and they shut it down. That went for 2 hours, and then I fixed it again. And then during the show, they actually shut it down again. And I increased the security. I don't know what more to do. So I am moving it to the prepperpodcast.com server, and at the moment the DNS is being changed over, so the website to the news articles is pprnnews.prepperpodcast.com.
Yeah, we'll definitely promote that before you leave us tonight. Well, anyway, thousands will die and millions will suffer. What's that all about?
Well, what happened was is after the Fukushima earthquake, I wanted to get notification of every earthquake that happens within the continental U.S., well, as well as Canada and Alaska. And I was receiving, you know, daily, like three or four, and then I noticed that they would delete one from Arizona once in a while. And I thought that was rather odd. And so it kept going, and I saw an article that was in an Arizona paper about Lake Mead is filling up and therefore there's earthquakes. And so I sent the article to the Arizona paper, from the deleted information, and I never heard anything back. Months have passed, and so I sent it to another news source or news agency, and they ignored me. So 2 weeks ago, after I had two beers, I thought, that's enough. I'm going to publish it myself. And so that's how this first article came out.
Okay, so that's the history of how we brought this out. But I've let a few of our, let's say, my colleagues, associates, and listeners living in the immediate affected area know that they should be listening tonight. Speak to them directly and give them a telegram message, and we'll really get into this after the break about why they are in danger.
What's going on is the government is hiding earthquake data. What they're saying, it's not valid earthquake, but there's still earthquakes in that exact location later. What your listeners need to do is contact their congressmen, the representatives, the senators, and tell them that we know something's going on, we don't know what's going on, and you better come clean with it. And that's Harry Reid is part of this area, and his constituents need to tell him that this is concerning, and we want answers. It may not be the answers we want, but it better be the right answers and the correct answers.
I just what I know of Harry Reid, and I know that he plays for the other side. I don't know that his constituents are going to find a very cooperative congressman with regard to this issue. But one of the things I want to point out to the listeners, even though your website's been taken down, I looked at your data. Your data is irrefutable. Your data speaks to a whole trail of potential threats that both individually and cumulatively can affect the Hoover Dam. So go ahead and take it from there, please.
Well, the average listener can go to the USGS website, and there's two databases you can look at. One is called EPIC. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's historical data up to today. And you can key in, as a good example, the Canary Islands. You just go to the little map and you select your area, and then you get all the earthquakes that have happened since July 1st until today. And it will come back as no hits, even though over 10,000 earthquakes, one being a 4.7 or 4.3 earthquake that hit that area, but they don't have any record of it. Another was IRIS, I-R-I-S. Do the exact same thing, and there's no record of those earthquakes whatsoever in the Canary Islands. Even though we know there's been 10,000 earthquakes there. Now, there was a video that a gentleman had on YouTube that said, I called the USGS, and they said that there's too many stupid people out there, and it'll cause panic.
Well, if we're that stupid, just make it simple, but tell us what the data says. I mean, the whole thing just stinks that they're hiding the data. You know, I'm going to go back to the Hoover Dam here in a moment, but you mentioned the Canary Islands. That's a big deal. That's a big threat. And that could threaten the entire eastern seaboard. Are you aware of the ramifications of this?
Yes, and I've talked about it many, many times. And I've told people you're looking anywhere from a 60 to an 85-foot wave crashing across, you know, Florida. Well, in fact, as far north as Newfoundland. So it will come, and it will be relentless.
75 to 80 feet. Yeah, in fact, I even saw something on the History Channel detailing this. So this certainly isn't any kind of secret. I mean, this is out there in the public domain, but what is they're not telling us is there is active seismic activity going on right now in the Canary Islands, and this could be catastrophic for the East Coast. Anyway, we're up against the break. When we come back, we're going to return to Hoover Dam and talk about the possible scenario that could unfold with these cumulative earthquakes that are going unreported. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173, or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Our special guest for the remainder of the first hour is Jane Smith, the host of the Prepper Podcast Radio Network News Show. And Jane, let's go back to the Hoover Dam situation. What led you to believe that Hoover Dam is really in trouble? And are there any signs by the personnel at Hoover Dam that would tell us that there is indeed imminent danger?
Well, the first with the personnel at Hoover Dam, no, I've received nothing from them. But what makes me really concerned is any kind of activity, seismic activity in a given area, disrupts the whole strata that you're involved in. Now, what they learned back in the 60s is that when you build a reservoir, you create earthquakes. Now, they thought it was just a Hoover Dam, a Lake Mead thing, but they realized that, you know, it is a common problem with all large reservoirs. So what's going to, what my thoughts are is all these quakes are creating a weak spot within the strata. Now, you have about 100 miles from the Hoover Dam is the Long Valley Caldera. Now, the type of lava that that caldera produced is the same type of lava that is in the Hoover Dam area, almost down to the strontium ratios, the strontium 86, 87 ratios. So it looks as though that they're all coming from the same pot, if you will. So my thoughts are, and because this lava is thin, it's going to travel far, is that because of the weakening, any kind of lava tubes that are coming through could actually come up through Lake Mead.
Mm-hmm.
Now that happens, you're going to have, because it's going to be hitting water, it's going to be a very explosive type eruption.
So you're going to have a transportation agent in the broken dam's water flow, and you're going to have highly volatile volcanic substances in this that will virtually incinerate and destroy everything in its path.
Well, I would imagine as soon as it hits the water, it's going to cool down to sudden to rock, but it's going to be bubbling like a fire hose. I don't know if you've ever seen a fire hose lava in Hawaii, but it shoots out like a fire hose. And when it hits the ocean, it steams up and it calms down. But
I don't think I'd want to take a hot tub bath in it.
In fact, that is something I noticed, is that the water temperature records went from 2006 to 2009. And they stopped. It wasn't like they stopped at the end of a fiscal year. They stopped like midweek. It seemed rather odd.
Okay, so I just want to be real clear about this. You're talking about the USGS monitoring the water temperatures?
Right. It's on their website. The Lake Mead.
Okay, and from 06 to 09, they have published data, and then they just suddenly stop publishing the data.
Right, and this is, I'm sorry, it's lakemeadwaterdata.com. And it is water data courtesy of U.S. Bureau of Reclamation.
Lake Mead Water Data.
Water-data.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I want to be able to send our listeners up there. We have people. We have a sizable audience that lives in that region. I have people that regularly contact me from this region, and I'm greatly concerned for their safety. So it's lakemeadwater-data.com. And what we probably would have seen is what you're implying here is an increase in the water temperature in Lake Mead due to increased seismic activity related to earth tremor activity.
Correct.
James, I would like to ask you, what would happen if Hoover Dam is taken out? How far would that water go?
All the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, or the Baja.
Oh, my.
It'll seek its lowest source, and it will take out everything. And I had an example of a small dam in Oregon. It was 511 feet at its crest in a town 37 miles away. Now, of course, it's based upon the geography, but it could be 50 feet underwater and still cause massive damage. It was just, in fact, I saw one thing that it would take 17 years to rebuild Hoover Dam, and that includes water refilling, and it would be like $36 billion to repair it. So it's horrific.
Okay, let's deal with some physics of this problem, if you're aware of them. If you're not, I understand. But so if the dam were to break as a result of this activity, any estimates on the crust, how wide it would be, how high it would be, and how the crust would maintain as it moves south into Arizona and California on the way to the Baja?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And fortunately, the courts have decided that we're not eligible to learn that because, let's see, now there was a lawsuit back in 2003, a FOIA, where an organization lost the 18-month court battle with the Bureau of Reclamation to force a release. So it was a FOIA. They appealed to FOIA after they were denied. And Judge Campbell, the U.S. District Court of Utah, denied the request, claiming that there was no value to the public. And
No value to learning about the implications of a major dam breaking?
Nope. We don't qualify. We are too low on the food chain.
Well, that's like them saying if we had an asteroid coming in, they wouldn't tell us because we don't need to know. Exactly. They've already said that.
Or if they were to put some disease element in the Crexit and spray it, we don't have a right to know that either, right, Annie?
That's what they're doing.
Yes. Sorry for the inside joke and the shameless plug. But, James, this is really disturbing. If the people don't have a right to know, meaning the rank and file, according to this judge, who does they have the right to know?
I don't have that information, to be honest with you. But I imagine that because it's held by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, just the government types would know. I don't know if EMS and the police, National Guard even know this information, to be honest with you. And I think if there was like a breach or almost a breach, then they would tell us. Okay, because how about those people that have like homes 200 feet above the river? Well, I'll be safe. No, because it's going to be 800 feet above the river or some ungodly number.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I just it's just unconscionable that this information is not publicly available. I mean, I hate to ask the rhetorical question, is this Nazi Germany? maybe that is the right question to ask. But we have a right to know. If we're in danger, we have a right to know.
And everybody should write their congressmen and the senators and saying, I want to know, I have a right to know, and if you won't let me know, I'll replace you.
This is extremely serious. It's not just people in Lake Havasu from what you're describing. It is probably people anywhere in the path all the way to the Baja.
But it gets worse because there are other lakes and small reservoirs along the way, like Lake Mojave. So whatever you have behind Lake Mead, it gets in through Lake Mojave, so add Lake Mojave into it and any other smaller lake. So it's going to be more than just the Lake Mead water.
Can you imagine the floating, or should I say rushing debris field? Houses, cars, telephone poles, trees.
Yeah, those scrubbing bubbles will do a very good job in a whole valley.
And we thought the Gulf was a big depopulation event, Annie.
Well, how many more are there out there that we don't even know about? Again, I say, what are they not lying about?
Well, you still have the caldera that's kicking up. There's a lot of seismic activity in that area, but they're saying it's normal, don't worry about it. But within 2 to 3 weeks, that caldera could get really nasty. It just takes time. That's all it needs.
Makes me think of Yellowstone.
Yeah. I can't believe, though, that this would just be a random, spontaneous event. Wouldn't there be telltale signs that the locals would begin to see and react to?
I don't think so. Because a lot of the smaller earthquakes, they're twos, they're threes, and they're right underneath the water, or near the side, near the Fortification Hill, ancient volcano, extinct volcanoes. Now, extinct volcanoes can come to life, and new volcanoes can form near extinct volcanoes. So it can get a whole lot worse. And they're not going to know because they're simply too far away. And when it gets really bad, when there's like fours and fives, then they'll know that there's a problem.
What about when the visible cracks begin to appear in the dam? They'll shut it down first, won't they?
There.
Excuse me?
It could be there already, but on the water side.
I see. The part that would not be visible to the traveling public.
Right.
So not only would there be flooding all the way to the Baja, it would take out the electrical source so that no one would have electricity over how big of an area, do you think?
I did see something like California also receives like 15%, but it's also a major freshwater source, too. And so like Las Vegas would be out of fresh water. And let's see, L.A. Department of Water and Power gets 15% of their electricity from Hoover Dam, as an example. So it just be ungodly devastation.
I think your projection in your title of your article, thousands will die, I think that's a generous estimate. I think it's more like hundreds of thousands will die. You have a lot of natural riverbeds here. We know that, you know, we're west of the Continental Divide, and we have a lot of natural riverbeds that flow to the ocean, the Pacific Ocean.
I used to live in Oregon, and there are more streams and creeks and rivers than I've ever seen.
I mean, this would create an unbelievable domino effect. You know, there is something, James, I think that can be done, and so let me put this out to the audience. This is a problem, I think, for a university-level geologist. I don't have the knowledge necessary in this area to do the calculations. If I had the math, I could. But I think that we should seek out, with a hypothetical problem, A, what is the volume of the Hoover Dam? B, if it was released, what force would it be released at? How fast would it travel? What would be the routes of travel topographically? Because, like I said, I don't think there'd be any shortage of routes to the ocean. And then I think we would be able to begin to estimate the size of the crust and how the crust would maintain itself and how it would pick up again once it encountered larger bodies of water. I mean, can you imagine when this reaches the Colorado River and what it means to communities like Lake Havasu and Yuma?
Well, estimated you have anywhere from 2 to 5 hours after the breach actually happens. But there's going to be plenty of warning beforehand. There will be sirens warning. There will be definite noise going on.
Well, let me put on my devil's advocate hat. What if they don't want the public to panic and they'll just take the hit? I can see creating there's been a pathogen released. We need to quarantine the area. And they shut down the alarms, and there's no warning. How can we be guaranteed that we're going to be told anything in preparation for this event if, indeed, a judge won't even let us have access to the data?
Well, there's two things you can do. One, you can go to the USGS Earthquake Notification System, and you can sign up, and any kind of activity in that area will generate...
How do they do that? Let's take a moment and tell our listening audience, particularly those in the immediate affected area, where can they go to get this? The USGS Earthquake Notification System? I imagine they Google it, but do you have a website address?
I can in just a moment. I just need to get my my email up. But what they could do is they can get it sent to their, for example, Yahoo, and Yahoo can send it to their telephone whenever there's an event. But you can also set that event to be higher, let's say a 4.0. And otherwise, you're going to be hit with every single 2.0 to 2.3 on there. Okay, so the website that you want to go to is, come on, computer. Thankfully, it's still running. See, a lot of people worry about the New Madrid fault. Well, it's pretty much everywhere right now, the problems are. Okay, so it's earthquake.us. GS.gov. Let's see if I can find the...
Let me read that back to you just to make sure our listening audience can copy it down. Earthquake.us.gs.gov?
Right. And I'm going there real quick now so I can find the exact link. Okay, so you can on the scribe. Now here's a new... It's SSL, earthquake.usgs.gov. /ENS/. So that's SSL earthquake.usgs.gov/USGS. I'm sorry, USGS.gov/ENS. My apologies.
Okay, and if you'll send me that as an email, I'll put it on the air before we leave the air. We just get a moment for the break, but let's try to squeeze in a quick call. We actually have a caller from Nevada. Hi, Chris, you're on the Common Sense Show.
On the show, Mr. Hodges, and as one that travels that damn road on a frequent basis, it's most interesting. And I would certainly note that it pays particular attention to, especially recall that about 2 months ago to 3 months ago, just after Fukushima, that one of the female Rothschild clan and her brother purchased about a 70% controlling interest of the world weather dissemination information network for the globe. And additionally, that there are many on the Fukushima earthquake. We were monitoring radiationnetwork.com, who had a pretty interesting worldwide monitoring ability of radiation, which initially we were seeing elevated levels of radiation counts around the United States coming from the jet stream from Japan through Hawaii through the Pacific Northwest and then migrating down to the central U.S. to the eastern coast.
Okay, hold up. We're going to hold it right there. I'm going to hold you over for a moment, and I'll let you finish your thought. Stay tuned, everybody. More on this threat after a word from these sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
And it has been James Smith, and we're talking about the potential danger of a nearby volcano combined with the Hoover Dam and points south all the way to the Baja. And we had a caller from Nevada. And I can give you about 30 seconds to finish your point. Go ahead.
Well, the radiationnetwork.com's data, although we're showing escalations in the count rates very quick, specifically, just following the Fukushima blast, shortly thereafter we denoted a declination in the count rate, which indicated a possible manipulation of the data prior, subsequent to the Rothschild's acquisition of the Information Weather Network.
Okay, I got it, and our time is really short, but I see where you're going with this, that you agree with me that if this was going to go down in the manner that James said it could potentially happen in, that the right people have control of the news information, that it's not going to be released in a timely fashion, at least in time enough not to do any good. I want to thank you for your call. James, what do you think about that?
Thank you.
Well, they're not going to tell us what we need to know because it's just not expedient. Remember, we're just useless feeders, and it's easier for them to, you know, just claim an accident. Whoops, we should have mentioned something, but we didn't. So I kind of agree with both of you that, you know, we're just kind of sheep to the slaughter.
Yeah, just kind of like the Israelis knew not to come to work on 9/11, but no one else got told. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Do you have that second email address that was a little on the complicated side? I want to put that out. Because, you see, what I don't want to do here, I'm satisfied from looking at your data, there's reasons for concern. How severe the concern is, I can't say on my own because I'm not an expert. But I want the listening audience to be able to go check out the same data that I've looked at and other data to either confirm or disconfirm this story and then to take the appropriate action. So you had listed you had mentioned a website address, and we didn't really get to finish reinforcing that. Can you give that to us again on how they can track this?
Sure. It's tprnnews.prepper, that's PREPERpodcast.com. And that's a temporary address. It's going to be good for another couple of days. And then it'll be PPRNnews.com. But when you get to the website, type in Lake Mead in the search box on the upper right-hand corner, and you'll find the three or four articles, three that I did. And now I put a FOIA request in with the USGS, and they should be getting back to me by no later than November 9th. And then I'm going to have my subscribers and I, we're all going to scour through all the information. And if they deny it, I'm going to put it right there in black and white.
Yeah, you've kind of got that same defiant attitude that Annie and I have. And I want to mention this again, James. I think this is really important. Annie received a credible threat from a friendly source that was telling us that, well, let's put it this way, Annie. We were told in no uncertain terms that we should not be doing a show on this topic and our next topic as well. Is that about correct, Annie?
Yes. It wasn't a threat from that person. It was just a
friend. Oh, no, not from the person.
From a friend.
This was, yeah. But he strongly advised that we not do this show.
Well.
Correct? Okay, James, we're up against it. James, let me hold you over, because I don't want to end this in such an incomplete fashion. So if you can hold over, we'll take a couple minutes to say proper goodbyes and tell people how they can listen to your show. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
The next round of the worst financial